Welcome back. You're with the News at One, and a warning that our first story today about a court case will be distressing to many listeners. A man from County Mayo has been jailed for 7 years for what the judge described as the cold, predatory and premeditated rape of a work colleague as she drifted in and out of consciousness on a bathroom floor. 28-year-old Shane Noonan of Castle Hill Park, Turlock Road in Castlebar pleaded guilty earlier this year to the rape of Kira Mangan at a house party. They were both 18 at the time. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, tell us about what the court heard that Shane Noonan did to Kira Mangan.
Well, the court heard that Kira Mangan agreed reluctantly to go to a house party with work colleagues on May the 11th, 2013. She hadn't wanted to go. She'd been unsure about going, but she ended up going in the end. And she said she had brought 3 cans of Bulmers cider with her herself. And after being handed an open can of the cider, she said she suddenly began to feel weird and disorientated. Her hearing was muffled. She felt sleepy. She said she had a vague memory of vomiting. And she felt at that stage that Shane Noonan made a beeline for her, as if waiting for the right time. Now, she said she knew him in work, but she said she'd always got the impression he didn't like her. He didn't really speak to her, so she didn't have a relationship with her. But he made a beeline for her, she said. He tried to kiss her, but she pushed him away. He then demanded that they go upstairs, and he guided her into a bathroom and locked the door. He told her to lie on the floor, and he then raped her as she went in and out of consciousness, and afterwards the court heard he didn't help her.
So that's what the judge said, Orla.
Yes, the judge said the evidence here suggested a degree of planning. She said Ms. Mangan was targeted in a vulnerable position. She was slipping in and out of consciousness. She described this as cold, predatory and premeditated. She also said she noted that Noonan had expressed remorse, but he has said although he remembers events before the rape and after the rape, he can't recall the rape itself and has given no explanation for it. He has also no previous convictions and he has not come to garner attention since this happened.
Tell us about the impact it's had on Kira Mangan. We heard a victim impact statement. She also spoke outside court today.
Yes, she said she felt as if she was trapped underwater with a shark circling her. She spoke about the aggression in the incident and she said she had no energy or strength to defend herself. She said she was happy with the sentence and she said to me that recently she's been able to walk around Castlebar on her own for the first time in years, knowing that Noonan is in jail. And when she spoke outside court, she paid tribute to others who had waived their anonymity. She said in previous cases, in previous victims of rape, she said these women and men had given her the courage to come forward herself.
Waiving my right to anonymity is freeing for me personally. I've suffered in silence for many years, but today I'm breaking that silence. People should know that Shane Noonan is a rapist and the sentence today reflects the severity of the crime that was committed against me. I have nothing to be ashamed of and the guilt lies entirely with him. I want those who did this to me, along with those who stood by and did nothing, to know that you too participated in destroying me. And in a way, you are guilty too. I'd like to thank former rape victims who waived their anonymity and have given me the courage to do the same today. I hope that I can give other survivors the courage and strength they need to come forward and seek justice. Today is proof that justice is possible. Please know that you are not alone. It's never too late and you will be believed. I want to thank the Rape Crisis Centre, the Gardaí, the investigation team, the DPP and my family and friends for everything. I'm so proud of how far I've come and can set myself free for healing.
That's Kira Mangan speaking outside court. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell is with us. Orla, the court also heard, as we mentioned the context, both the victim and the perpetrator here were both work colleagues. And Kira Mangan spoke about the impact it had on her work environment and her being at work after this happened.
Yes, they were both very young. Everybody in this work environment was very young, it seems. She said that she was subjected in the aftermath of this incident to what she described as horrendous and relentless abuse. She was subjected to comments being made about rape, songs being made up about rape, directed, she said, at Shane Noonan, but also at her. She said this happened when the owner wasn't there. And she said this was absolute hell on earth. And she began to doubt herself because she said her colleagues seemed to find what had happened funny and a source of entertainment. She said she felt unbelievably degraded, tarnished and violated, and she criticised the abuse she had suffered afterwards and said those who did it had participated in destroying her.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. If you've been affected by any issues raised in that report, you can visit our helpline page at rte.ie/helplines.